visitor. Yes, I can sense your presence. Come into the light, so I may have a look at you. That paper. You received our missive. Come, sit. Hold out your hands. Now put them in mine. I must touch you before I can feel you. Your chest feels tight, like a weight pressing down and making it hard to breathe. You have a growth there, yes? Yes, as I suspected. A tumor. You have had it for some time, have you not? Your life force has faded. I feel it as certainly as I have ever felt a thing. You have only months left. I am so sorry. To be truthful, I am not surprised. No one comes here unless they have run out of alternatives, and even then, some would rather die than face the magic of the God of Fire. You have heard the tales, then, of the dying men and women that received his touch, how they sprang into vitality, even when they had been in the grips of death. Of course you have. His powers are legend. I understand that you're frightened. It's completely normal. All I can tell you is that this is a place of healing. The God of Fire loves all of creation, including you. That is why he has bestowed his gifts upon the people. Through me, his holy vessel, I may share that gift with you. If you are truly interested in his healing touch, I may be able to help you. But I need you to know, this gift does not come without a sacrifice. In order to burn the sickness from your body, you must pay in suffering. When I place hands on you, when his power flows through me into you, it will be like an ember in your chest, slowly blossoming into a raging flame. You will wish for death when you feel it, but you must hold steadfast. Your courage and your fortitude will be well rewarded, I promise you. You are willing. Very well. Come with me. Lie down on this slab here. I will place my hands onto you and recite the incantation.
Uti hoc corpus influnt in iam astenia mundus ut cupit commodo iam illus potential in hoc corpus uti hoc corpus Deus meus est tua Omninum.
Yes. You feel the warmth flowing from my fingers down to your chest. Do you feel it? Yes. That means it's working. It will grow hotter now, then hotter. Yes. You feel that too. Yes. Yes. You absolute idiot. How are you still confused? Don't you understand yet? Don't you see? I was never going to heal you. It was a ruse. Pathetic child. You expected to be healed by the god of fire? You truly are desperate. Oh, you're wincing. And the pain is getting worse. I had better tell you this quickly then, before your ears melt from your face. You must understand it. It was not always this way. But many decades ago, the god of fire was angered by mankind's careless ways and sought vengeance. One horrible night, he took to the village and burned every living child there, in the streets, in their beds. Nowhere would they be safe. He raged until every last innocent was dead. The adults were left to tell his tale, to weep for what they had wrought, and to never forget his power. For years afterward, our god would demand a sacrifice from the village. He had made a pact with us. One life to be given every 12 months in order to satiate his bloodlust, and the rest of the townsfolk would be spared. But we did not want to sacrifice one of our own. Don't you see? They were too dear to us. And so we began to spread our word, to tell the tales of the healing hands of the cleric of the god of fire. To find those sick and desperate creatures who would gladly risk anything to finally be free. Free of illness, physical, mental, emotional. Those that would burn the very souls from their bodies just for the chance of unburdening themselves of their ailments. They are always uncertain when they arrive here, as you were. But words can be very powerful, and our God can be extremely persuasive. Like the others, you thought he cared for you. How pathetic. And the god of fire loves no one but himself. I tell you this, even as I aim to kill you. And why? The reason is quite simple, you see. Our god does not merely feed on your life force, no. He is sustained by your anguish. And what is more painful than realizing that you have been taken for a fool? That your own idiocy cost you the thing you held most dear? I have no soul. Child, he took that from me years ago. I can hardly feel a thing, good or bad. Except in this moment. Oh, I do enjoy roasting you. You feel it rising in your chest now, the flames. I can hear them growing stronger. I wasn't lying when I said he would burn the illness out of you. He will just burn the remainder in the process. Take heart that you will not be dying in vain. Your suffering will quell the gods' vengeance for another year, and through your death, a child will survive and grow. Live on, and learn to continue the tradition of sacrifice that has saved us all. Perhaps we are destroying their innocence, but the world is no place for the innocent. They must learn quicker than others are young, but we all learn it eventually. You are certainly learning it now. Hello? Hello? Wake up. Yes, there you are. It worked. Oh, no. Do not get up. You are still weak from his effects. Let me explain. I told you the price of your healing was your suffering. I had to make you believe you were going to die here. I had to make you truly suffer in order to appease him. And you did. And you are saved. I understand that you are upset, but there was no other way. Our God is cruel, yes, but not evil. Rest here for the time being. When you are able, you may go. Leave this place and live a long and happy life. You have paid with your misery. And now, you are free.